both in the way that I am running and in the way that I'll govern.
We did touch on marijuana a little bit earlier. I think Steve has going to drill down on that a little bit.
You've been touching on marijuana earlier?
My eyes red.
As you pointed out, Michiganders will be voting on legalizing recreational marijuana this fall. What's your opinion of it, not only as a person who will be voting on it, but also as a physician?
Yeah. I believe that we need to legalize marijuana. I've never smoked marijuana, just as a matter of personal choice. But I do believe that there are a lot of reasons why we've got to get out and we've got to legalize this. Number one, it's a civil rights issue. If you are black in this country, you are 3.3 times as likely to be arrested for marijuana possession, despite no higher likelihood of use. And it is a big reason why that, plus the war on drugs, it's a big reason why we have seen a tearing apart of social fabrics in low-income African-American communities because of this system of laws on the books and the way that we police. It's not right. We have to upend it. I intend, when legalization happens, I intend to both pardon and to push legislation to expunge records of nonviolent offenses for marijuana possession. That's number one. Number two, I'm a doctor. I remember seeing a patient, this 10-year-old girl who had a seizure disorder, and they tried all the medications with all the side effects that came with them, and the thing that worked was marijuana. The fact is that we don't actually know how to use it, in what amount, in what delivery mechanism, in what regimen of use, because it remains illegal for recreational use. And so we've got a responsibility to better understand cannabis as a medication, and I don't believe that happens until we legalize it. Number three, there's a lot of money that the state could be making on excise taxes on the back end, $125 million, that goes into investing in the things we talked about, schools and roads, and we've got a responsibility to make sure that we can do that. Number four, right now, there is a lot of illegal activity, real illegal activity, dangerous activity that happens because we are pushing marijuana use and sale underground. And all of that goes away when you legalize it. Number five, I think I'm on number six now. I just don't believe that marijuana is any more dangerous medically than alcohol. And yet we regulate alcohol in a particular way and we regulate marijuana in a different way. And I just believe that we've got a double standard and that double standard doesn't really make sense. And so I fully support legalization. But beyond that, I do believe Michiganders are going to legalize. We need a governor who's thinking about how to make sure that we don't have a full-on corporate takeover of the marijuana trade, pulling a lot of money out of low-income communities where it had been in the past, even if illicitly. Second, we, I think, have a really good opportunity to be able to stand up the ability to do some of this research in Michigan. As somebody who was NIH-funded as a researcher, I know how to do that, and I think we've got an opportunity to set that up so that we are creating the kind of medical knowledge that benefits people in the state. And so I look forward to the moment when the state stands up and does the right thing and legalizes. And I think we're in a good position to make sure that the use and the sale is safe and that the best benefit comes out of it.
Do you have any concerns, though, about the potential social and health issues that may arise by having a broader access to marijuana?
Sure. Look, we've got to make sure that that marijuana doesn't fall into the hands of children. And we've got to make sure that people are not driving while intoxicated. But the fact is keeping it illegal doesn't make that much easier, right? And a lot of the research shows some pretty interesting findings. For example, the big question has been, if you make marijuana legal, is marijuana a gateway drug? And it turns out that it's not actually the use of marijuana that is a gateway. It is the doing of something illegal. And so once somebody has done something illegal, right, and right now recreational use of marijuana is illegal, the probability that they're going to do something else illegal becomes a lot higher because you've already broken that barrier. So it's not the drug itself. It's not marijuana itself. It is the fact that we've created this artificial boundary by which marijuana is outside the bounds of legality. And so I think that there's a lot of potential benefit, actually, in terms of being able to prevent some of the other harder drug use and being able to actually be thoughtful about how we regulate marijuana from falling into the wrong hands in children or its use when people are operating heavy machinery or cars. That I think gets a lot easier once you've made it legal.
So not that the last hour